could that be? He is an extremely generous beer pie man working on Turrbal and Yuggera lands as the managing director of Loggett Australia. Please welcome Kieran Shari.
Yeah, Kieran, good morning to you, brother. It's a pleasure to talk to you this morning here on Triple A Murray Country.
How are you, Boo? How you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. And how generous you've been. Obviously, you know, you came in the other day and you donated to, our flood victims here in West End. And we just want to say thank you so much, firstly, brother, because it's going to help a lot of people. And it's such a tragic thing that's happened, obviously, in West End. But you can tell that you care.
Yeah, no, thank you. It's, the floods have hit us all here in Mianjin. You know, we live along the Maywa River as well. And, when the floods come through, basically old Maywa was running up our street as well. So, it's touched all areas around here. And, I used to live in West End. So when I heard that you guys were doing it, it was a good one for us to jump on board and try and help out.
Yeah, it's something that's not, easy for a lot of people at the moment, is it? And it never is. I mean, we've obviously had floods back in 2011 and this one came out of nowhere. Were you affected last time? Obviously you said you lived in West End. Were you affected last time by the floods?
I wasn't actually living up here at that time. I was down in Melbourne, I think. So, yeah, I actually came up about 2 weeks after the floods some work here, and it was just amazing how much that mud army had gotten in and cleaned up. It looked spanking brand new again. I couldn't even tell anything had happened. So, no, it's awesome to see the community spirit back then and come out again in full force too.
It's absolutely amazing. We really pulled together here in Queensland. Now, tell us about your company, Loggett.
Deadly, yeah. So we're an Indigenous software company. We make software in-house. We're a small team of about eight of us. We're co-founded by myself, a Biripi man from mid-north coast of New South Wales, and our co-founder is Natalia Flores. She's from Colombia over in South America. We're about 50% women business. We're about 50% mob. We've got a new product at the moment called Weaver, which companies use to be able to manage and track and report on their reconciliation commitments.
How did you get into that, brother? Obviously you go to university. What made you want to start, a business like this?
To become an Indigenerd. I kind of fell into it, if I'm being honest. I was living in Canberra at the time, and Canberra gets super hot in summer and super cold in winter, and I was a tradie working in a store as a storeman at the time, and just got sick of the cold winters. So to be honest, I looked for a job indoors, and next thing I know, I got a chance with a mentor there that took me under a wing there and showed me everything about technology, and I got hooked. So that was over 20 years ago, and since then it's taken me all over the world and given me opportunity to buy a house and stuff like that. So, it's the sort of thing that we just want to create more opportunities for mob to come in and have a good career and have a good life,
How exciting. Well, we really, really appreciate all that you guys do, but especially your donation to the flood relief this week. It's absolutely incredible
to see
people like you that we need more people like you that are willing to help out where it's needed. So we really, really appreciate it.
And not only that, Kieran, as well, for yourself to, to be an Indigenous, First Nations man thriving in this world at the moment, it's amazing to see. And, full power to you, lad, and full power to everyone that, works at the organisation that you do as well.
Marangbu, thank you. Good to have you on with us.
You too. Thank you so much. And we'd just like to also give a special shout out to anonymous Indigenous listener who has donated $2,000 to the cause as well. So thank you to whoever you are.
Yeah.
And thank you, Kieran. We really appreciate you coming on and having a chat.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.